It's Monday, the 11th of April, 2022.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
I said, April, my dear.
man, what a great way to open up this year episode of the show. A band from New York City called Sipper. I played Sipper, I don't know, a few months ago, earlier this year anyway, on some other episode of the show. But he's got new singles that he keeps releasing over and over. He's got several new ones since I first played him on the show. That one we heard just then was Party. It's like my favorite thing he's released so far. I feel like he's just releasing better and better stuff. So I look forward to all future things from Sipper. Maybe he's going to get better album art at some point. Okay. Up next from Oslo, Norway, Jenny Havall. Is that how you say it? I don't know. Jenny Havall? I'm not sure how you say her name. I should probably look it up. But I don't bother doing that because I am lazy. So she's got a new record. It is called Classic Objects. And we are going to hear a couple songs from it. First, Freedom, and then the title track, Classic Objects. And this is a terrific couple of songs. I heard Freedom first, and I was just like super into it. It's still my favorite song. And so I bought the record just sight unseen. And I've listened to it a bit, and it's like, you know, it's all pretty good. It's all the songs are quite long, kind of meandering. Still great. They always have like a payoff, but I feel like Freedom is extra special. So without further ado, Jenny Havall from Oslo, Norway, with Freedom and Classic Objects from a record also called Classic Objects. Right now on The Sounds in My Head. Death masks.
2008, the economy functionally collapsed. Bankers took mortgages and turned them into something they could gamble on. This created a bubble, and then the bubble popped. When you drill down into it, you realize that the core of the crypto ecosystem, the core of Web3, the core of the NFT marketplace, is a turf war between the wealthy and ultra-wealthy. It's a catfight between the 5% and the 1%. Ultimately, the driving forces underlying this entire movement are economic disparity. This is, in my opinion, the blind spot of many casual critics. The fact that tokens representing ape PFPs are useless, yet somehow still expensive, isn't an overlooked glitch in the system. It's half the point. And that's how it draws in the bottom. People who feel their opportunities shrinking, who see the system closing around them, who have become isolated by social media and a global pandemic, who feel the future getting smaller, people pressured by the casualization of work as jobs are dissolved into the gig economy and want to believe that escape is just that easy. All you need is $5,000 in seed money, and you can buy a Farmer's World milk cow. And if you milk that cow every 4 hours, day and night, for 2 weeks, why, there's all your money back right there. And now it's pure profit. Minus, naturally, the overhead of all the wax you needed to stake, the barn you needed to buy and build, the barley you needed to purchase and grow, the food you needed to buy to refill, the energy you needed to milk the cow, build the barn and grow the barley, plus you actually need to cash out, which isn't getting paid, it's quitting. This is your chance to stick it to Wall Street and the venture capitalists, as long as you pay no attention to the VCs behind the curtain, the line can only go up. It's a movement driven in no small part by rage, by people who looked at 2008, who looked at the system as it exists, but concluded that the problems with capitalism were that it didn't provide enough opportunities to be the boot. And that's the pitch. Buy in now, buy in early, and you could be the high-tech future boot. We need something better, but a system that turns everyone into petty digital landlords, that distills all interaction into transaction, that determines the value of something by how sellable it is and whether or not it can be gambled on as a fractional token sold via micro auction, that's not it. So it's not just that I oppose NFTs because the foremost of them are aesthetically vacuous representations of the dead inner lives of the tech and finance bros behind them, it's that they represent the vanguard of a worse system. The whole thing, from OpenSea fantasies for starving artists to the buy-in for pay-to-earn games, it's the same hollow, exploitative pitch as MLMs. It's Amway, but everywhere you look, people are wearing ugly-ass ape cartoons. We'll be right back.
All right, let's catch up. After Yeni Haval back there, we heard Sea Lemon. That's the band from Seattle, Washington. It's, I think, just a chick. She's got some songs. I don't know how many exactly, maybe four or five songs that are all released as singles. We heard two of them, two of my favorites. First, Sunday, and then Fortune Teller, both excellent songs. And I think I've bought everything she's released so far because I like it all a lot. And I look forward to her first, you know, proper album or EP or something because she's got a great vibe going on. Then, just before I started talking, we heard two songs by a band from Mexico City called VHS Sports. I've never played them on the show before. I hadn't heard of them until the last couple months. But anyway, we heard two songs. We heard House Show and Flowers, both from an EP called Summer Moments. Actually, it's called BDIY-034:Summer Moments, but I somehow feel like that's just some sort of naming error. It can't possibly really be the name, right? I think it's just Summer Moments. Anyway, pretty good stuff. If you like that shoegazy sort of vibe, check out those guys from Mexico City. Pretty cool. Okay, up next from New York City, Widow's Peak is back with a new album. It is called The Jacket. We are going to hear two songs from it. It is very much like what you expect from Widow's Peak. It just sounds exactly like everything they've released the entire time they've existed as a band, but new and great. And we're going to hear two of the, what I think are standout songs off this new record. We're going to hear Everything is Simple and then Salt, both excellent songs by Widow's Peak, right here, right now, on The Sounds of My Head.
Till it's not. Learned to love the ropes when you were caught. You see, they could be braided in a different way, sinking into nothing. You learn to stay. Still around, but it's a curse. Sky is blue.
right, let's catch up one last time. After Widow's Peak back there, we heard a couple songs by a band from Melbourne, Australia called Traffic Island. And the songs we heard, Lights Out and Babylon Blues, both from their new record, A Shrug of the Shoulders. I think I played Traffic Island on the show at some point before, but they're really cool. They got kind of an unusual sound. Songs sometimes sound like indie rock, sometimes they sound like, you know, brunch jazz. It's kind of all over the place. Pretty into it. I like those two songs quite a bit. Then after that, we heard Alyssa Jengos. Is that how you say her name? Not sure. From Los Angeles. We heard two songs of hers off her new record, Mechanical Sweetness. The songs we heard were Gothenburg English, Yotaberi, and then Oh Canon Doom. Both pretty great songs, particularly Gothenburg English. That song's super strong. It's the first song I heard from the record, and I just immediately picked up the whole thing and then listened to it a bit, and I'm like, you know, I fully think Gothenburg English is the best song. And the rest of it's sort of like not as great as that one song, but it's all pretty good, and if you like it, you probably like the whole thing. She's got a good voice. Okay, finishing up this year's episode of the show, music from the soundtrack to Wes Anderson's newest film, The French Dispatch. We're, of course, going to hear Jarvis Cocker doing Aline. It's the standout song. It was used in the trailer and so on. It's a great soundtrack, actually. It's pretty good. Got a lot of French music-y stuff. There's kind of some filler. It feels like filler to me, or sort of like, I don't know. It kind of feels like Alexander Desplat. He had, like, extra material from the Grand Budapest Hotel that wasn't quite good enough, and he just, like, recycled it here or something. Still not bad, obviously, but not as distinct or great as for other soundtracks of Wes Anderson films. But this song's still pretty good. And as for the movie, the reason, you know, I saw the movie in theaters and I left it and I thought, huh, not his best work. But, you know, I was like, I'll watch it again, you know, later. And I have. I watched it again now that it's available to watch at home. And it has a lot of problems. It has things that are going for it. It has a lot of really great little moments. Great cast, obviously. Great visual. Everything is all really nice looking, etc. But first of all, black and white does not work well. And especially as it's used so randomly, it's sort of like, okay, things that happened in the past are black and white. But not always. Sometimes random shots are just in color. And it's like, I couldn't figure out a pattern for when black and white versus color was used. And it's the black and white, I feel like, just totally doesn't work for Wes Anderson movies. He really needs the color. And then, because the movie's like all these little short story vignettes, it's like the whole thing just feels like endless exposition. Like, you never actually get to the point of anything because you're just constantly like being introduced to new people and new backstories and new, and it's like, it just feels tedious and it doesn't really have a good flow. Like, the pacing of the movie is all wrong because it's just these like disjointed random shorts and whatever. So yeah, I'm pretty down on the movie, I would say. Like, I don't think it's that great a film. But this is judging it by, like, Wes Anderson standards, right? So I hold Wes Anderson in very high regard. So the fact that his dud, it's still a pretty good movie compared to all movies. It's just not a great Wes Anderson movie, I would say. That said, if you haven't seen it, see it. You should see it. Pretty cool. It's got some great moments. If nothing else, see it for these long takes where the camera is on, like, a long track and it horizontally tracks against multiple different scenes that are all frozen in time. It's like so cool. It's really good. They do it a couple times in the movie. It's super great. Would be better in color, but it's still really good. All right, what are we talking about? We're finishing up this show with some Jarvis Cocker, the song Aline from the French Dispatch soundtrack. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Pour me guider, Je n'ai gardé que ce doux visage comme une épave sous le sable mouillé. Ouais. Et j'ai crié, crié, Aline, pour qu'elle revienne. Et j'ai pleuré, pleuré. Oh, j'avais. Ah, j'ai crié, crié, Aline, pour qu'elle revienne. Et j'ai pleuré, pleuré. Oh, j'avais trop de peine. Et j'ai crié, Aline, Aline. Et j'ai crié.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Simone Naked Cell Block J Hobby Room by Alexander Desplat. I also talked over Fiasco by Gus Vizier and L'Ultima Volta by Ennio Morricone, all from the French Dispatch soundtrack. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also find links to where you can follow me on social media, like Facebook and Twitter, but you can also find a playlist for season 19 in Spotify and listen to all the songs I play on the show. As I release new episodes, I put all the songs from it that are available in Spotify right on into that playlist, so you can listen to the songs without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Always love to hear from you. I will talk to you later. Thanks for tuning in.